Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Normally, a $200 million investment in a state like Kentucky would be great news all around. But when it comes from a Russian aluminum company, it raises concerns for some in Congress. The investment in an aluminum mill in eastern Kentucky comes from a company called Rusal that was under federal sanctions until January. Sydney Bowles is a reporter with Ohio Valley Resource. She joins us from Whitesburg, Kentucky, with more on this. Sydney, why are some Democratic lawmakers saying the aluminum mill investment raises questions about national security?
Right. So Democrats are concerned about this investment in part because some of the aluminum product that this company is going to be using may be going to some defense purposes. So because of the historic involvement of this Russian oligarch with close ties to the Russian government, Democratic lawmakers are concerned that in some capacity, this may constitute a national security threat.
And the oligarch you're talking about is Oleg Deripaska, whose name actually turns up dozens of times in the Mueller report. Remind us who he is and what's his involvement in this project.
Yeah, so Oleg Deripaska has been the primary owner in Rusal, this aluminum company. He is a powerful oligarch. He's sort of considered to be Russian President Vladimir Putin's sort of right-hand man in a lot of ways. And the U.S. government has in the past investigated him for fraud, for money laundering, and even for ordering the murder of a political business opponent. So the concern here is that because of this oligarch's ties to Putin, his involvement in Rusal may compromise that company's investments in the U.S.
And why is this happening now, just months after the sanctions were lifted?
Yeah, the timing of the deal is really interesting, especially given Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell's involvement in all of this. So sanctions were applied back in April of 2018, and pretty quickly, a lot of higher-ups within Rusal's parent company, N Plus, started this pretty massive lobbying campaign to get those sanctions lifted. That involved hiring a PR firm with close ties to the Trump administration, and it involved working with the Treasury Department to have Oleg Deripaska step back from his leadership role, and they agree that Oleg Deripaska will step down. He'll only have about a 44% ownership stake in this company. And 4 months later, this company makes a $200 million investment in Mitch McConnell's home state.
Which would be a pretty big economic boost for that part of Kentucky.
Oh, absolutely. You know, this part of Kentucky is sort of, it's tucked right up in where Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia all come together. It's really a part of the country where an investment of this size makes a real difference. I know from my reporting, there are a lot of people in this part of the country who are really excited about the jobs that this aluminum mill could bring.
And by the way, the state of Kentucky is also heavily invested in this project.
Yeah, that's true. A couple years ago, the government of Kentucky invested $15 million from a seed investment fund into this deal. So in a way, all Kentucky taxpayers are involved in this plan some way. We're uniquely invested in the outcome of this plant with these sort of questionable ties to this Russian company.
So what is the next step for this project? Is it moving ahead or is this talk of investigation going to hold it up?
As far as I know, construction should be going forward. The plan is to open around late 2021, early 2022. As far as I know, I don't think this is hindering things in any way.
That is Sydney Bowles, a reporter for the Ohio Valley Resource. Sydney, thank you.
Thanks so much.